Hi, I just found a incomplete dictation, Latrice, sorry, Latrice Gassaway, LatriceGassaway, date of birth 11/1/94, date of accident is 3/9/2025, date of service is 6/16/2025. I do not have the dictation number, so I am just going to repeat it. Just in case you have it, then you let me know and send the dictation to us. Our records are needed. So the name of the patient, Latrice Gassaway, LatriceGassaway, date of birth 11/1/94, date of accident 3/9/2025, date of service 6/16/2025. Patient has an ongoing pain in the neck and the left shoulder, as well as lower back pain. We shooting pain to the right thigh and left leg completely, front and back. There is some shooting pain in the left upper arm. All of these pains are reported to be around between 9 and 10. The neck pain and lower back pain is 9, shoulder pain is 10. And the legs have a shooting pain, which is like a numbness and tingling. The left side is the groin is being involved. He is able to get out of the bed and go to the other activities. But she has a problem with the sleep, and there's only 20% improvement in the pain. Kindly review the records for the ADL, for system review, additional issues, substance abuse, client histories, and physical examination, blood pressure is 150 over 104, pulse 85, pulse ox is 100%. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 5/28/2045, dictation number 0528-029. Plan is to continue the physical therapy to the affected area of neck, lower back, and left shoulder, and the knee, and with traction, massage, echotherapy. Patient has, and also the patient remains disabled for work, hospital, professional, and transportation. Patient has had fracture of the left femur, which was fixed by ORIF, and that is recovering at this time. And her left hip was also dislocated, but now patient is able to walk well. The surgeries were done at Corville Hospital on 3/9/2025, immediately after the accident. Patient is provided Percocet 7.5325 every 12 hours for 10 days, 20 tablets, along with for pain, along with Naproxen 500 twice a day, a level 50 mg at night for sleep GAD disorder, and lidocaine. Patient was also ordered a MRI for cervical spine, lumbar spine, and a right knee. That has never been done by the patient so far. A drug screen was ordered, was also reviewed, meds were reviewed. The patient was found in a reasonable compliance. Thank you. He'll be seen in 30 days' time.